The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Seeking Witchcraft. It's me, your host, Ashley. And today I have on another Witches and Wine Uncensored with my very own coven.
Hey.
Not everybody's here, but let's pour the wine. Yeah. So it's been a very long time since I've done a Witches and Wine. The last time I did this, I was a first degree with my high priest and high priestess. And today I have my high priest and his partner. And I also have some of my initiates, which is really exciting. Not everybody's here, but we're just going to kind of talk for a little bit and see how the conversation goes. So y'all know I'm Ashley.
Hi, I'm Volpes.
Hi, I'm Fern.
What is good, y'all? This is Kane.
This is Azel here.
My name's November.
Hi, I'm Keen.
This is Sherry. Y'all might know me from the yoga episode.
Hi, Sherry.
Wait, how do we like the wine?
Hold on. The wine? Oh, wait.
Wait, cheers.
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 Yes.
I like the wine.
I like the wine. It's really smooth.
That's nice.
Pretty smooth.
Yeah, the wine is so good.
The wine that we are drinking is from Argentina. It is called Four Gatos Locos. Well, I guess in Spanish.
Cuatro
Gatos Locos. It's a Malbec from 2020.
Oh, no wonder I like it. Mm-hmm.
Four crazy cats.
Yeah. So what shall we talk about first?
I think we should definitely talk about, like, well, you guys mentioned hex positivity. I think that's a great start.
Take it away, Azel.
Take it away, baby.
I think that a lot of people tend to view hexes and curses as being a little bit more towards, like, obviously the baneful side of magic, but I think it can also have a very beneficial side to it itself.
Good for one person, bad for another.
Sometimes people deserve it.
I mean, yeah, like we...
All right, Sherry. I'm not going to name any names, but goddamn.
Sometimes people definitely deserve it.
Why did you look my way when you said some people deserve it?
Didn't I say that?
You guys should probably say it. Did we both say that?
How many grudges do you have?
The two Libras suck.
Too many.
I feel like you guys should probably say who you are so people know who the hell is talking right to each other.
Hi, this is Kane, and I personally just want to say that hexing is a part of a very healthy practice, in my personal opinion, because as I feel, and as an example I gave earlier today, actually, I said, if someone punches me in the face and I, in turn, knock your fucking teeth out, I don't think I'm wrong for that. And as a matter of fact...
Have you done that?
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, and that bitch deserved it. And to further my
point,
as a witch, in my humble, unasked for opinion,
Unasked for?
Unasked for. I personally feel that if you see evil in this world, if you see evil being done either to you or to others around you, and for you to remain silent and complicit, mm-hmm. I think is a disservice not only to yourself, but to the spirits that you work with. Because I personally feel that as witches, we are karma. In this world, I believe every witch, you know, trabaja con dos manos, you know, we work with two hands. So, you know, with one hand, I could bring blessings and beautiful things to your life, and the other hand, I could really fuck you up. Mm-hmm. And I feel like working with those two things is what, period. And that's on Lily Potter's grave. And I personally feel like if you're not taking your personal power to enact your will where you see wrong happening, I feel like you are part of the problem, or you're like enabling
condoning it,
even in my opinion, if you know you have the power to stop it. Because I mean, there's binding, sure, and all these kinds of things, but it's kind of like, even when you're dealing with the law, right, it's just like, if you're dealing with somebody who's especially aggressive, you're gonna need a more aggressive means to deal with this person, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So sometimes a binding is not gonna cut it. Sometimes a cord cutting is not going to cut it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a block, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, people need to be dealt with aggressively sometimes, because that is the only fucking language that they understand.
Mm-hmm. A very timely notion for everything that's happening in the world right now, I think.
For sure.
So what you're saying is, I should hex Donald Trump. I think we all should.
Well, you know, and that's just going to get into, and I'm sorry, I'm going to make the girls mad with this one. But if you have not received the memo, witchcraft is political. You heard it here.
Oh,
it
yeah.
always
oh, yeah.
has been political.
The personal is political.
And absolutely. And I feel like if you, as a witch, feel that you should be apolitical, I think that you're a fucking fraud. And I think that you're just benefiting off of the aesthetics Ooh, and mm-hmm. off of all of the money that comes to you from being a witch.
Money.
But you don't... Well, yes, absolutely. Because there's people that like make Instagram profit accounts and profit off of the image of being a witch. But when it comes down to the aesthetic of being a witch... Right, exactly. But when it comes down to the wire, because you have to think historically... Witches have always, number one, been an oppressed figure. We're on the fringes of society, and we have helped people who are also on the fringes of society. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if you're a witch, to turn around then and enable the system of oppression, I feel like you're a hypocrite.
Agreed.
And you heard it here.
Yeah.
This is Kane, everybody.
100%.
So November here with a question. How do we choose when it's appropriate to hex or to protect?
Oh, and can I add a follow-up question to that, mm-hmm. or an additional? At how much of a background should you know before you get involved, if it's between like people you don't know too much about?
I think that, because I've actually done like spell work for this. I remember when me and Kane used to actually live together, we had a neighbor that they were constantly getting, like, we knew them. And we constantly had like no issues with them. Like, they were amazing. Like, we loved them. And then for some reason, the people who lived right across from us would constantly be calling the cops on them and mm-hmm. whatever. And it got to the point where, like, you know, I was getting really fed up with it, because I was like, you know, these people are great people. Like, they're never, like, causing mm-hmm. any problems. And, like, I don't understand, like, why, you know, it's the middle of the day. And, like, yes, I understand that you work the night shift, but it's not, like, everybody's job to... police the way that they sound in the middle, like in 3 p.m.
Yeah. There's a difference, I think, between being courteous,
right,
but also like limiting your
if life. It's 4 o'clock in the morning and like everyone's trying to sleep, then yeah, I get it. But like, if you work the odd schedule and you happen to be like right across from people who are just like living their life, it's not even like they weren't even being exceptionally loud, but they caused a lot of problems for them. And I felt it was very wrong the way that they were treating them and constantly targeting them. And so I decided to do a justice spell that was very aggressive in the way that it was supposed to enact itself. But knowing that I was not necessarily a part of the situation, it was more geared towards whomever is at fault for the aggression is going to get essentially the justice to serve towards them.
Sure.
And I think it took maybe, what, a week or two? And they were essentially evicted from their house.
Yes, I
remember.
The people who lived across the street that were constantly calling the cops were evicted mm-hmm. from the house that they were renting. And
that wasn't the fine ass.
No, it was not. It was not. No.
He was not. He was. We both thought so.
Yeah, no.
Remember that time you came out and pretended to smoke a cigarette because he was talking to me in the phone?
I did do that.
Regardless, we
are not talking about the finance drug dealer.
if he's a drug dealer but also works in finance, I guess.
The fine ass drug dealer. I also want to add a little point to answer your question, Ashley. Number one, if you're hex responsibly, right? And what I mean by that is every good witch, in my opinion, is going to do divination before embarking on any kind of working. Because at the end of the day, even if you want to hex somebody, if you want to hex somebody.
Percocet somebody. Hold up. Oh my. I haven't heard that one before. It's only worked.
Y'all don't know about lean? Anyway.
That cranberry vodka we had earlier, the Robitussin.
Oh my God. At the end of the day, you don't know who someone is fucking with in their spiritual arsenal, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't know who the average person has or is, what they're working, what spirits they have involved. So because of that, you always want to make sure to do divination before you're going to work on any enemy. Mm-hmm. Because you want to know what they're working with, first and foremost. You don't want to go in shooting in the dark or going in blind. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because that could have really serious repercussions on you if you go and go up against something that someone is very heavily protected and, you know, so on and so forth. So, I mean, there's obviously ways around that. I mean, I've done workings where you remove divine protection before working on somebody. Even, believe it or not, people who are very religious, if you're working on religious figures, prayers, all these kinds of things, whether we want to look at that or not, those are all energetic forms of protection. So when you have even a pastor that has hundreds of people praying over him, that is an energetic wall that you are going to have to get past.
Whether you want to like it or not.
Right, but it's true. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it comes down to belief.
That reminds me of one time I was in California, and I was at this hotel that had different fire pits set up next to the beach with a bunch of chairs around it, and I went to this one fire pit where there was this one guy sitting there by himself, and I said, hey, do you mind if I sit here at this fire pit with you? And he was like, well, I have some friends coming, but like, yeah, it should be fine. And I was like, okay. Maybe like a 2-3 minutes pass, and a big-ass group of people comes up, and he turns to me. He's like, we're actually with some prayer group. Do you mind if we pray for you? And I was like, please go right ahead. I'll take all the blessings.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I can get.
All the
like,
energy.
Wanna,
yeah, absolutely. All the blessings you want to give to me.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Never
sure.
say no.
Yeah, yeah. So those things can definitely count as protection as well, because as much as the person believes in it, that's therein lies all the power.
That's the reason I went all right. the gift cards, because those people in the beach. For the listeners that don't know, I win a lot of gift cards randomly. That's my witch super.
Too many goddamn gift cards. Oh my God. It is ridiculous.
She's a lucky
I know a
girl.
Gift card hate to see Ashley come in.
and it low key rubs off on us sometimes.
Yeah. True. Like, my initiates have seen.
One time.
Not my high priestess.
This has nothing to do with witchcraft.
This is Fern.
One time my job gave everybody like a digital gift card to like, what the hell? Panera. And everybody got like one $15 gift card, but I got two $15. And I didn't understand why, but I immediately in the back of my head, I was just like,
you know, I feel like I should take a tally of how many I've gotten so far through 2025.
Absolutely.
My tally right now is 2, and it's only
Jesus.
It's not even. It's we're not done with January yet.
We're only in January, and I've won 2 gift cards, $30 total so far.
How? From where?
My God,
the Safeway down the road.
Safeway.
I randomly like decided I was like, you know what? I never go grocery shopping on a Sunday, but I'm gonna go in and just get like some deli meat, whatever. I walk in, they had a whole Chinese New Year festival with, like, live music, free food. They had,
at
like,
the Safeway?
At the Safeway, the Dragon Dancer. They had a raffle, and I was like, ooh, I already know I'm going to win that. So I stuck around and won $30.
That's awesome.
Period.
Of course you did.
I have a question about hex positivity, just hexes in general. You know that, the whole, like, phrase, like, when you, like, hex somebody, you get it back, like,
The threefold ball.
Yes, that.
We can read.
Do you actually believe that that is?
Hell no.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
Finish the question.
That was my question.
Okay.
Oh, I had
so
a very related question,
we have,
actually.
Okay.
Volpes here.
Volpes, take over.
I was
not
going
Volpes.
To ask, for people that have been brought up with the threefold law, mm-hmm. how do you rectify that fear? Like, is there a way to incorporate sure. without having that fear?
Sure. The same way I think you have to get over having Catholic trauma, if that's your background, is the same way you have to process that is not necessarily a fact when it comes to magic.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Mm-hmm. I would say for somebody who is, coming up, especially learning about the craft, I mean, you're going to see and read things about the threefold and the reed and all these other kinds of things. But we also have to understand that reed does not mean law. Reed means something more like advice, mm-hmm. right? And I personally feel if you are newly practicing in something like that, I would not typically advise towards something like hexing. Just because you don't have a very good understanding of how these kinds of things operate.
Yeah, how the forces itself
work. How these things
how
work.
You have
exactly,
to be.
How specific you have to be. I'm sorry, remind me of your question again so I can make sure I answer that.
So, like, for people that are brought up and have this idea.
Okay. I was going to say, my response to that is, all is in the mind, right? So I really, truly believe, if you believe that something bad will happen to you if you do that, something bad will happen to you. But I think
but
that's
you're also
because,
gonna look for the things
but that's
in
what I'm
your
saying.
Life
you're
that are quote
for
unquote
something,
bad.
Right. Yeah. But I also think that your mind is making that happen, or at least making you see that. To me, as far as I'm concerned, there is only justified and unjustified workings. Right. Yeah. So if I want to do a hex or a baneful work on somebody because I'm simply jealous over I do a baneful work on someone who genuinely fucked me over, I think one of two things will happen. Either nothing will happen, mm-hmm. right? Or there is a possibility that could fall back on you, or you will reap, or something will happen to that person, but you're going to reap the repercussions of that because, spirit, whatever you want to call it, knows that was not called for.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I think that with hexing, like you've heard said before, if you cannot hex, you cannot heal, mm-hmm. and vice versa. So I think that you need to have an awareness and a responsibility also at the same time when you're working a hex. And I remember I was talking to, my ex-partner at the time, and because he wanted to curse somebody. And he was like, oh, but I'm not sure. And I was like, then don't do it. Because that's the thing. Mm-hmm. If you're going to do that,
you need to be certain.
To be sure. That is what you want.
And you have to take responsibility.
And you have to assume the responsibility for whatever happens. Sure. Now, granted, I mean, what the muertos do with the spill, what your dead, what your spirits want to do, I mean, that's really up to them. But at the end of the day, you called them to do that. So if it's either they decide to take someone's job or take someone's life, I mean,
you got to live with that.
You're going to have to live with that. But I think that comes with the discernment as a witch, that you kind of have to weigh those pros and cons. That's why I genuinely believe there's no such thing as magic without harm, right?
You're always going to harm somebody.
You're
if
always
you going to
harm
somebody.
Right, exactly. I was
going to
give
else.
That same exact example. If you do something as simple as you think is harmless, I need a spell for a job. Well, you're taking that opportunity from somebody else that you don't know if this could have been a single mother struggling to raise her family or, somebody who maybe was just looking for a site. You won't know that. But you as a witch have to kind of make that call and understand, I could be taking this from somebody else. Now, if I'm going to decide to do that or not, that is your call to make.
It's kind of like the butterfly effect.
Sure. Yeah. It's a lot like the butterfly effect. Absolutely.
So what coping mechanisms would you recommend for somebody who has been manipulated or gaslit into believing that they shouldn't be hexing somebody, or that somehow they deserve some kind of like abuse that was brought upon them? Like, would you recommend
coping
over with
that? As able?
I mean, I think that when we think about the threefold law, like where it came from, essentially, like it's a misinterpreted idea of like where Gerald Gardner brought in the idea of this threefold retribution in High Magic's Aid, which was a book of fiction, essentially. Mm-hmm. But even in that book, he was presenting it as a, the
it
witch
was a
is,
good fortune thing.
The witch is the one who expresses this action. Mm-hmm. Whether it's, there's good done unto them, then they return that threefold. Mm-hmm. If it's bad done unto them, then they return that threefold. Mm-hmm. And it's for them to discern how that's done. Either, if this action that's been done to me, if this deserves threefold retribution, whether it be good or bad. And then I think that got taken even more so during the, the Wiccan Reed, where it was kind of like put at the end of,
harm none.
Yeah,
sure.
Whatever
what
the fuck
you
it
will.
Is. Do what you will. Harm none. Whatever the fuck it says.
Love is the law. Love. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like
if
a lot
it,
of
if
that.
It harm none, do as.
Yeah. If it harm none, do it. You will.
I do also want to finish this.
But I was just saying, like, it's. You have to really point into the fact that, like, look inside the world. You know, if the threefold law is what people understand it to be in the general community, you know, this, like, they're going to get their karma, they're going to get their up and comings or whatever. How often do you actually see that happening?
Right.
Like, how often, like, even like with, you know, just to put it out there, like, just even with Trump and the thing that things that he has done towards the variety of communities that he has impacted, mm-hmm. whether it things that he has actually done or things that he had said that has impacted people in certain communities in this country. What has he, like, what was
what
his
consequences has he really faced?
He gets
other
off
than
scot-free.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And right.
He becomes essentially
he
gets off
the president.
Scot-free. Right, exactly.
He also has so many people praying.
So
many,
correct.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, there are other aspects
and
to it.
Protected by that, absolutely.
And it's like, so it's not always going to be the fact that, you know, oh, I can just let go, let God, and
right.
the, you know, the universe is going to take care of it. You also have to, in certain situations, mm-hmm. decide if this is going to be, if this is something that matters enough to you to take action against it. And if you, if it's something like you said, where you feel like you're being gaslit, you're feeling like you've been, you've been abused, is this worth enough to you to act retribution upon it?
Mm-hmm. I do want to also add, right? Sherry, to just to keep kind of adding to the answer to your question.
Mm-hmm.
I personally feel that it is the tool of the oppressor to make you believe that the power you have should not be used against them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like when you come into this power, when you come into your own sense of power as a witch, I don't feel like it's a good approach to start limiting you and telling you what you can and cannot do with your magic. Again, I feel like it is, again, going back to the tool of the oppressor, it is something that they would do to tell you, oh, there's this great power, but you could never use it against us because it would harm you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that ultimately is convincing you to never take action against them. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, going back to the disservice to yourself, it's like, if you have the power to do something, if you have the power to change something, do it. And no one should make you feel guilty about it. At the end of the day, the only thing you have to contend with is your own conscience. And if you feel I have acted and I have moved in a way that I feel totally justified in, ain't shit all anybody else can tell you about it. Fuck a threefold law. Fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? If you feel like you had the merit and the reason and the right to do so and the justification, baby, fuck it up.
This kind of reminds me, it makes me... The spirits heard you.
Kane.
He kind of just...
Kane just fell over.
He's all sitting down.
We didn't need that.
This kind of reminds me of some of the teachings that are in the Gospel of Aradia. Have you guys read that book?
It's on my to-read
okay.
list.
It's on
not
my
all
to-read
but...
I
Kane,
have it. Need
Kane,
to read
it. You guys have read the Gospel of Aradia, right?
Yeah.
I've only read, like...
Yeah.
Well,
we're
I mean,
bad
so
students.
That's also the other thing, too, and again, going back to witchcraft always being political. I mean, you see in the Gospel of Aradia, she says things like, you will be the first of witches known, and I will teach you to curse your oppressors and to poison your enemies and to do all these kinds of things. And I think it just speaks to the nature of... And, you know, this could almost even go into, like, a cultural understanding as well, too, because, I mean, especially within Latin culture, witchcraft is the weapon. Right?
Yeah.
It's not something that is in addition to the justice. It's not something you're going to do in addition to going to court or something like that. Because in many instances, when you can't afford court, you can't afford those kinds of things, witchcraft becomes the weapon. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is the only way that you can enact justice. So for us, it's like, yeah, it's aggressive. Yes, it is
violent.
And can be violent.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're dealing with a situation in which you have no other means to execute any type of justice on behalf of yourself, that's what you're going to turn to. You know what I'm saying? It's like witchcraft for us is not a supplement to, or like an addition to the legal process. And so that is,
it
in
is
many
the
cases,
process.
That
yeah.
is the process. And if that motherfucker got to die, then it is what it is.
Also, just a reminder, like, the personal is political. There is no way out of that. No matter what you think, no matter how you feel about politics,
your personal life is political. So please, please, please keep that in mind and keep up the fight.
So this is Vulpes with another thought-provoking question. For those that might be considering hexing in the future, what is a good either starting place or kind of hygiene spiritually to maintain? Because obviously whenever you do spell work, you're tied to that spell work and the outcome. So are there any ways to keep yourself to diminish any possible feedback or other kind of hygiene or starting point that one should do, other than we've already talked about, obviously, doing divination?
Sorry, we had to pause the podcast for a second. We were talking about sex toy stickers. Really,
we have stickers.
Yes, we probably should have put that. It's uncensored. Maybe we should have paused it.
I don't know why we paused
Ashley
it.
Really wanted a kinky artichoke. So to answer.
Going back to hexing now.
Returning to the hexing.
Okay, for what it's worth, we're sitting here and I just reached behind me and pulled out a sticker sheet with kinky stickers on it. And Azazel looked at me and he was mouthing, "What's in your hand right now?" And I was like, so I just handed it to him. And now everybody wants a kinky sticker. So I had to pause it to be like, you can take whatever sticker you want, but I want the artichoke one.
So we're saving her the artichoke one. And to answer the question about what you should do.
Back to my question.
Before you hex somebody, and this is coming from someone who's never hexed, but I've done a lot of research, and I know.
Are you being
that
an
first of all,
right now?
Oh,
I'm
no, she's
honest.
Not. Don't ever speak
I know
on
you're
her like
not,
that.
Sherry.
Okay. First of all, you should make sure that you instill some protections for yourself because
sure.
you don't want any of the blowback, obviously.
Sure.
So make sure you're doing some protection for yourself. Second thing that I would recommend, be very, very, very specific. You don't want any consequences to hit anybody that doesn't deserve it. So make sure that you're being very specific in whatever it is that you're doing.
So
that's all I'm going to say.
No, that's
so we'll
a...
let the people who have actually hexed somebody
absolutely.
From here.
Well, it's Kane, your boy, the king of curses
the
here.
I would also say be certain.
Oh, fuck. I'll
be certain.
If you're not certain, don't do anything.
Don't do it. Yeah. But also, if you're not certain, it's not going to work, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's true with all magic. It's kind of, you know, not to be a nerd about it, but it's kind of like the unforgivable curses, right? It's like you have to mean it.
Okay, Harry.
You have to mean it or it's not going to work. And that's on top, man. And so,
why does it like
so as far as hexing hygiene is concerned, when you are hexing, especially to the level and to the degree in which you are doing that, I personally feel that after you are done, it is really important to do something like un baño, a bath, or some type of cleansing, because you know when you curse somebody, you're stepping into a very low, let's say. I hate to be woo-woo about it, but like, let's say vibrational,
quote-unquote.
Are you
saying
unquote.
You hate to be woo-woo?
Yeah, I hate to be woo-woo, but I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Wow.
You're stepping into...
You hate to
on the witch podcast, I hate to be woo-woo,
not
but when you're hexing somebody, you're stepping into a lower space, right? So when you step into that space, it's important that after you get there, you want to raise yourself back up. So cleansing yourself, clearing your space, clearing all of that residual energy. Because when you're invoking dark spirits like that, when you're invoking spirits to cause harm, when you're not clearing the space, it also leaves room for them to affect you as well. So sometimes you can face blowback, not necessarily because of the work that you're doing, but because of the precautions that you're not taking, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to witchcraft, when it comes to magic, it really, truly all is playing with fire. And if you're not careful... Even when you're trying to harm someone else, you can harm yourself in the process. It looks like Fern has something to say.
Who are the spirits specifically that I should call upon in order to harm someone?
Can you say that a little louder?
Oh.
Just project.
What specific spirits do I call upon in order to, you know, harm somebody? Yeah. Like, what are...
Whomst. Kane is ready.
Well, I have an idea. I have one
the
in
intensity.
Mind.
Well, that's
I was meditating. I have a few.
Wait. No, I want to hear your idea. What's your idea?
I don't want to say.
tell us your idea.
No,
come on.
Say.
You're in a safe space.
I would rather you tell me first, and then I see if I'm
she confirms
on the right
she
track.
She confirms her theory.
Yeah, that's just how
okay,
I am.
Okay, so first and foremost, if you do work a lot with ancestors and things like that, those are always spirits that I... could confide in to help you do something like that, especially in terms of divination. Sometimes, funny enough, you could want to work somebody and your spirits could tell you no.
Hmm.
which is also a possibility that has happened to me before. I've wanted to work on somebody, and my muertos, you know, me dijeron que no.
Sometimes, though, your ancestors are racist pieces of shit.
I can't relate to that, but I can say that. Does that mean they don't deserve it? That what happened?
Does that mean they don't deserve it?
No, sometimes that means that that person could already have something coming towards them, or even better, they are already working on them. So you don't have to do anything yourself. So I'll actually give a true-to-life example of that. So there was one time that when I first had moved to Atlanta, we gotten, to Gaylana, and we really got fucked over by Airbnb people that we were supposed to stay with for a couple months.
Did we talk about this in the mermaid episode?
I think we did. And I really wanted to work on them, and my spirit, I did divination, my spirit told me no. And I was real impressed about it, because I was like, I want to fuck it up. They're like, no. So a couple days later, I had this dream of a working that I was doing in the dream.
You're like, well, I'm gonna do it in the spirit
realm. So because I mean, right, exactly. So it's like things need to happen in the astral, so to speak, before they can reflect back in this physical. So I saw that as me doing the work already on the other side. I just had to complete the cycle or complete the, I don't know, and finish it over on this side. And I wound up doing that work instead. So sometimes they tell you no because what you may have planned might not be the way to do it. But sometimes they might have a better way to go about it. Mm-hmm. And you need to be open and to listen to something like that.
Was that who you were thinking?
No. Yeah, I mean, there's also sometimes specific spirits as well. There was one time I was working with a girl I was friends with since middle school. I won't mention names, but she was... dealing with the repercussions of sexual abuse from a family member. Mm-hmm. And for that working in particular, it was me and four other girls, and we called upon the spirits of abused women. Wow. And women who had fit. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a four. I mean, he's currently dying of some type of illness in the hospital. Wow. Actually, several illnesses. We don't know what's wrong with him, but he's miserable. He's slowly dying. No. But we did. We invoked the spirits of the... Oh, my God. But we called the spirits of abused women because, I mean, at the end of the day...
They were ready.
They did. They fed on him. They did. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're working with human spirits, especially people that were once alive that did deal with something like that, they have a much stronger compulsion, especially if they didn't have justice in life.
Yeah. Yeah.
So imagine how much quicker they would act to take that vengeance. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like those are arsenals of spirits that I would consider to work with in cases of something like that.
Yeah, I think that points towards, like, you don't necessarily always have to go to deity.
To a deity.
Or to, like, some, like, higher power to, like, fix it for you. Like Kane was saying, like, you can always, like, reach out to the spirits that have dealt with this personally before. Because, like, you know, the earth has been around for a long time. Yes. And a lot of horrible shit has happened to a lot of people. And I think it's not... crazy to think that, you know, that this is whatever you're dealing with has not happened before.
It's not happened before, yeah.
And I think it would, like, as Kim was saying, like, you know, call upon those people that have dealt with your specific situation before. You may not know them by name, but you'll know them by the pain that you feel can draw them out. And the pain that you're trying to correct can also pull them towards you.
And influences them, yeah.
I'm really glad that you said that because I feel like a lot of people don't even consider that option because, like, I feel like, especially today in, like, the witchcraft that you see on, like, social media and stuff like that. And
it's all about gods.
It's all about having, like, a connection with, like, a spirit or a deity before you ask them anything. Like, you're always told to build a connection before asking them for anything.
Although that is true, and you will get the strongest result when you've already had an established relationship with a spirit, it is also completely possible to call upon a whole host of new spirits who have experience.
That's what I'm saying.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. And you'll get a really... I mean, that was... I've got about 10 years now maybe in the craft. I think out of all the 10 years, that was probably one of the most visceral... rituals I had ever done or workings I had ever done because I mean you could really feel the pain, the anger, the, you know what I'm saying, coming through, rushing through all of that. It was really beautiful, and I mean, I was happier to know that he's dying in the hospital. But, you know, they can be really effective. And it's funny because I remember that same girl, she reached out to me. She was like, my dad's dying in the hospital. I was like, oh, my God, blessed be. That's such good news. You know, like, blah, blah, blah. You know, this, that, and third, woulda whoop. And so she told me, I reached out to a friend and she asked me what spirits or what gods, you know, I worked with to do that. And I told her that he had me call the pop spirits of abused women. And the girl said, oh, so he knows what he's doing. Okay, yes, maybe. Mm-hmm. I will never misguide you with that. I know what I'm doing. So,
So I have a topic change question, if that's okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
Especially I would love to hear from, you know, November and Keen. And the people who haven't spoke up as much, I would love to hear what your opinions are on the common misconceptions of Wicca and witchcraft that you want to address and squash.
Ooh, let's go. Let's go, y'all. Dispel the myths. No, I'm letting y'all take the stage. All right, Kane out.
I know you didn't call on me, but this is Sherry, and I just want to say that, like,
Cheryl.
A lot of us, this is Cheryl. Not all of us are sitting around, like, hexing people. A lot of us take other. Oh, yeah.
Good follow up.
Seriously,
you.
Like, okay. I feel like a lot of people think that, like, all of us just worship the devil and we're doing all these, like, terrible, evil things. And half the time, we're fucking sitting in our fucking living rooms. Meditating with candles and incense. Like, sometimes we're doing binding spells. We're doing everything we can to not do anything harmful to somebody else. We're trying to handle it a different way. Like, we'll take any other option that we can before we go that route. And I just want people to know that.
Mm. I can give an example of a misconception. Witches could be regular old people. They could be the lawyer next door. Sure. They could be a doctor.
You know what?
The police officer.
I could agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like me right there.
Yeah. You don't have to have a triple moon pentacle. Or
right,
moon.
Right.
You don't have to buy into the aesthetic. You could just be a regular old person and just practice witchcraft. That's your spirituality.
Yeah, not gonna lie. I'm one of the most vanilla people out there.
If you met Keen, you would not think.
Yeah, you would never know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like,
until he takes off his shirt, then you're like, there's something there.
Yep. Yeah, right. Maybe it's those antler tattoos.
Without context, that sounds weird, but...
It's the tattoos.
Yeah. But, the hidden tattoos.
But yeah, like, just meeting me out on the street, you wouldn't really expect. Like, I technically, yeah, I work for a defense contractor, like, but, like, this is, I guess, where I find fulfillment in things.
He has an Android phone. You would never imagine.
Jesus. He's a normal guy.
Yeah.
So that's just a guy.
Just a chill guy.
He's a normal dude.
That just goes to show, like, you don't have to, like, buy all the tarot decks and get a bunch of crystals.
But you can if you want.
You can if you want.
But, no.
But also, like, you don't have to. It's about just, like, your passion and what you want to do.
Just
and
do what's
what you
true
believe
for you.
In. Like, it's... You don't like, have to dress in black and, like, I don't know, have long-ass nails.
You don't have to do this crazy shit.
You
like,
can't have long-ass
like,
nails.
The meme about, like... You don't have all the spices, so you use, like, a bag of, like, hot Cheetos or something. All
right, y'all, I'm going to take it there.
Wait, she has not gone yet.
Please, wow. November, take
November.
Over.
Kane's about to explode if he doesn't say something.
I know, Kane is trying so hard not to speak.
I have a lot of thoughts.
He doesn't even go here.
I guess he's about to, like, yes. To bounce off of Sherry, like, that we're not evil.
I'm evil.
Yeah.
All right. We're not, some of us are, but not
but,
all of us.
We're also, like, not super evil, but we're also not, like, we're also not all, like, love and light or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. I think that we're all very rooted in duality, and I think that's, I don't know, important to recognize in us. And also that we don't all know everything. We don't all know how to do all of the divination. You know, you can't ask every witch that you meet to tell you how to find the love of your life or whatever. You know, I don't know how to tell you that, and I don't want to tell you that either. Like, I truly don't give a shit.
Me.
Like, I'm not gonna read your cards, you know, like, for me, it's a very personal practice. It's not it's a personal practice. It's a practice for my coven.
Yeah.
And, like, it's not something that I necessarily want to lend out to others all willy-nilly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I love that.
Like, personally, I'm really not out to anyone except for my coven and my partner. Yeah, my fiance.
Yeah, like...
So it's for me. It's, like, what fulfills me. Mm-hmm. And you don't really need to advertise, like, go up on the mountains, exclaim it to everyone, hey, I'm pagan, I'm this, I'm that. It's really what fulfills you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, witchcraft isn't, like, a label that I'm wearing or, like, a service that I have to offer for anybody. It's, you know, I'm not, like, an Etsy witch
or whatever. That's what Feast of Torches has on Etsy. Check it out.
No, yeah, do.
but I don't know it's that. My religion. It's very personal. And,
100%
you know, like,
agree.
Who I do and do not share, like, certain, like, aspects of my practice with is completely up to me. Mm-hmm. So,
and that's okay.
Out, like, whether you're out like me or not out like Keen, like, respect our fucking boundaries.
I love that you said that because as somebody who is out to an extent, I mean, I'll tell people I'm pagan. I won't go into the nitty gritty of, like, yeah, I'm a Gardnerian and Wiccan high priestess, you know? Like,
right.
People don't need to know that. I think people ask a lot of questions because they are not familiar with paganism, with really what Wicca is, except for, like, you know, they might have seen The Craft, and they're like, oh, is that what you're doing? Are you Nancy? And I'm like, absolutely not.
I bind you, Nancy.
So I think people have a general curiosity, but sometimes I'm just like, this is just, it's for me. It's for my spiritual fulfillment. Yeah. I don't want to sit here and have to explain my spirituality, in a sense. It's like, if you're interested,
you
I can recommend some books. I know a podcast.
Oh, and also, like, if you meet me with, like, genuine curiosity, you know, I'm more open to talking about it. But I can also tell, like, the difference between that and, like, your
being
curiosity,
catty.
Like, and, like, curiosity with judgment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like, I can tell if you're doing this
genuinely
from a
curious
of,
or if you're trying to judge
you
me.
You have an ulterior motive.
Or an ulterior motive of some kind. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, like... I was, so I'm a power lifter. This is Sherry.
Let's go.
A record winning power lifter.
Yes, yes, I have some state records.
Let's go.
Anyway, I was at the gym with my coach and
spikes.
I was having a rough lifting day and he was like, do you need to like, he knows I'm a witch. He doesn't know that much about it, but he knows I'm a witch. And my coach asked me if I need to like go outside and like, do some Wiccan chants.
I'm like, do some Wiccan powerlifting.
And I'm like,
and
I was like, no, like, I'll just do like a fire invocation. That's all I need to do. And it was kind of one of those moments where I was like, oh, I kind of need to like explain a little bit of this to him because, yes, I do apply my witchcraft to my lifting. And I do spells before all of my meets and everything to make sure everything goes well. And so far,
like
it's worked wonders. But I was like,
too chicken.
I don't need to like run outside and do like chants just to make my workout go well. You know, it's not that deep. You know, like I can apply it, but it's not that crazy. So.
Who got some pussies?
Sherry having this lovely conversation.
Why are we talking about chicken? Do you say pollo?
I said boyo, which is
pussy.
I
was like, who got two pussies?
Yes.
I know you said you're lifting two boyos. I was like, you're lifting two rotisseries?
Like, levantando dos boyos.
A rotisserie
chicken on every end
pussies?
Of the
two rotisseries.
Two rotisseries.
Yeah, that's so good.
I would fuck up a rotisserie chicken.
I'm just saying the Sam's Club one has the best rotisserie.
Rotisserie. But do they have the rosemary and garlic one? Because I found them at Safeway once, and that was
the Sam's Club Rotussie is the best one you'll have.
I can't wait to
I need to get
later.
The Sam's Club Rotussie.
This is uncensored.
I need chapstick.
It's
okay,
uncensored.
I have some.
Volpez was going to say something, I believe.
Do you want to go, Paul?
Yes,
I think, it's like tangentially related, but I don't think you owe...
I mean, chapstick?
To anyone remaining out of the broom closet, you are always free to step back in when it's safe for you. And I think a lot of times, like, especially for people who are minorities in any sphere, but, like, in witchcraft as well, like, we feel like once we step out in one aspect, we need to remain out. And, like, yes, there is power in being out and, like, helping other people see you and like feeling empowered themselves, but also sometimes, especially the way things are going politically right now, sometimes it is a good move to just take a step back or be more cautious about who you share information with, even if you were more open, because I think sometimes people will out you, so you need to be like more careful about who you are selecting. And there are times where it's safe to be in a room where you're like, I don't give a fuck if all these people are judging me. Mm-hmm. And there's other time where it's like, my boss,
this is not safe.
My boss That's may decide that they can find a reason to like dock my pay, cut my hours, or fire me because they have a certain prejudice. And that goes for any minority, but like I feel like witchcraft, a lot of times we come with multiple layers of that being on the outskirts already.
Sure.
It's a balancing act, for sure.
I think also, I mean, this is coming from my own personal experience, and I observe that it's definitely not the experience of everybody. I've been out since I was, you know, 12, 13 years old, so
oh my god, you're gay?
I've been...
We never knew.
Craft-wise.
Oh, my God.
Since I was, you know, really young, going to high school in, you know, the Bible Belt in Georgia. And I have found personally that being more upfront about my practice, about my craft with people who are deeply religious, I've seen more of, like, we see each other. Mm-hmm. Where it's definitely the way that you explain it. If you come off as being very... I guess antagonistic in the way that they present, you know, like the way that they question you. They obviously the way that they question you is going to be ignorant because they don't know what they don't know anything. Mm-hmm. But I think if, as long as you come to them in a certain way that presents, like, you know, yes, I'm serious about this, and this is something that is deeply personal to me.
And it's not Hollywood.
It's not Hollywood. Yeah. It's not something that, you know, I'm just playing up as, you know, whatever, because I like you know, the spooky shit.
You're not levitating in your bedroom.
Right. And you talk to them. You talk to them in a way that they feel like they can understand. I feel like I've gotten a lot more respect from those people in my own experience. But at the same time, having those conversations with people like that, I have seen where it's gotten me to a conversation and being not necessarily accepted, because I don't really give a shit about being accepted by them, but got me to a place where they respect my own traditions, where I've seen people who have certain beliefs that they don't necessarily agree with, and they get treated worse because they don't understand it. They don't get the time to take. Nobody takes the time to really explain to them the differences or really see them eye to eye. And while I don't necessarily agree with a lot of people on the other side in the way that they believe, I think that meeting them halfway and getting them to understand where you're coming from and the severity of the religious practice that you have can get them to be like, okay, I get it, and can bridge that gap a little bit. Whereas normally they won't really see, though there's like, oh, like, you, yeah, he's a devil worshiper and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they'll all the tropes will like start flowing through their head, and they'll treat that person that way. Like, even if they had that interaction with you, they'll still treat the other person that way because, like, that's the way that their brain is triggered to do for some fucking reason. But I found it to be a lot more helpful in your own personal life to be a lot more upfront and not come at it in a scared way. And I will admit that this trait that I have will probably get me killed in the near future.
You can't do that because it means I gotta die too.
I hold no bars. Like, you know, if you're gonna come at me for,
you know, fucking gonna be killed, y'all.
Yeah. If you're gonna come at me for doing witches, I'm not gonna deny it. Like, this is my practice. This is something that is serious to me, and I'm not going to deflect and to put myself in a place where it's to make yourself feel better.
I want to add something to this too about Wicca and I guess, like, for our group, I don't want to speak for you guys, but I assume you could probably relate with this. I consider myself to be very deeply religious. I mean, I have a coven, I have initiates.
So deep.
Thank you. But when you explain that you're Wiccan to other people who might only understand Christianity or any other, like, mainstream religion, their interpretation of what it means to be deeply religious might be, you know, somebody going to Bible camp.
How deeply religious.
Thank you. somebody going to Bible camp, somebody always preaching about Jesus, handing out little Bible scriptures, things like that, asking to pray for you. But I think in Wicca, a lot people are a lot more... people keep this religion closer to their heart.
Yeah.
We don't proselytize.
Exactly. We don't, well, at least like for our...
Well, it's also because I don't... I'm sorry to interject
Kane
here.
Kane was like, if I don't say anything, I'm going to explode.
I'm going to explode. But I also... it's. I feel like we don't feel... at least for, you know, the girls who know. We don't feel the need to proselytize. If you know, you know. If you, we don't feel the need to proselytize.
Prostitute?
We don't feel the need to prostitute because...
Kane's had a little bit too much wine, I think.
It was actually liquor. No, we had a couple of things. But anyway, the moral of the story is, conclusión. What I'm saying is,
say it in Spanish.
We don't, in conclusion, no. Conclusión. I don't feel, what?
This is your head, bro.
I know, it's my language.
Wait, no, Ashley, you were just saying something.
Why'd you say no?
No, because you were just
saying... I was saying that...
He's brain derailed.
And I'm not speaking for everybody, but as a Wiccan, I keep this close to my heart. I keep it as a personal religion. I mean, outside of my coven, it's really just for me. It's not something I go about... I mean, I have a podcast, but I don't advertise it to, you know, single person I meet. But if most people are used to those who are... very deeply religious, you know, talking about Bible verses and Jesus and this and that.
Well, there's a reason for that, right? And that's, I'm going to make the girls mad. But I'm going to make the girls mad, the cross-bearing girlies. I personally feel that when you have no proof of your religion other than convincing people that it's real, you're going to feel the need to want to convert more people because that's the only mode of proof that you have is real. Whereas, as opposed to witches, I feel no need to convince other people.
I've seen some shit.
And because I've seen it. Yeah. I have seen it. I have lived it. I know when I... Exactly. Honestly, exactly. No. I know that when I do a spell, this happens. I know when I go to my spirits, I get what I need. I don't feel the need to try to convince people that
that you know
is real.
It's real for
because
you.
Because it's real to me. That's you know what I'm saying? To. And I feel like if you're religious, when you are used to unanswered prayers, when you're used to God never showing up, when you're used to all these things, the only proof you have is convincing other people also.
Yeah, that was my background growing up. Shit.
Me too.
Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Let's go.
I was raised like in a Christian church. I honestly didn't really feel anything from it. I've seen all sorts of other people getting experiences and whatnot, and I was like, hey, why am I not feeling the same thing? Eventually my path led me here, and this just like it feels more real to me. Like I felt more just spending some time alone out in the woods than I ever did in like a church sanctuary.
Yeah.
So I don't know, just like whatever feels real for you, go for it. Like it could be this, it could be something else. Who cares?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely there's something to the fact that witchcraft is so experiential, like
exactly
the way that you can understand it is by having the experiences,
and like, no amount of explaining to somebody else can prove it to them. They just need to experience
like,
it themselves,
and there's no way to sometimes even conceptualize in like a verbal way to other peer people like what those experiences are like. The only way to really understand it fully is to have been there in that moment. So I think it makes it very different from a lot of organized religions where like
you
there
put your
is,
faith in the God itself.
Right, and there's also like a lot of rhetoric about like when this happens, we understand it as X. And so you can talk about it because you're like, oh, it falls under A or B or C or D. Whereas like witchcraft is so individualized, I feel like you can't always find a word that really describes your unique experience.
Yeah, just go with whatever feels right to you.
Yeah, and there's like so many different avenues that can be explored with it, and so many different ways you can go about it. Like, it's not like this is the one way that we do X, right? Like, there is no one way to do anything in witchcraft. Like,
there is no one way.
There's so many ways you can do it, and none of them are wrong. And so,
well,
There are better ways and there are worse ways.
Well,
obviously.
I don't know.
There is no correct one way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is no one path.
Yeah.
I think when it comes to witchcraft, if you're curious, if you're listening this far, first of all, thank you. Second of all, if you're curious, you know, I think sometimes, you know, gods don't appear day one, your very first spell. Sometimes you have to work at it. You have to put your whole pussy into it.
I also just want to say, in the topic of, like, being seen in the public eye and things like that, this is kind of off topic, but this is actually related. I personally, okay, so at least where I'm coming from, brujas, you didn't know who they were, right? It's like you did not know who the witches were. At least within the culture, right? So it's like, I remember one of my homegirls, Myla, who...
Which is out her. We're
gonna... Well, no, she's... No, on Instagram, she's La Bruja Myla. Follow her. That's a real-ass bitch. But anyway... That's a real-ass bitch. I will say right now, I don't fear many people, but that's a bitch I'm very afraid of. And I respect her very much. But, you know, she would tell me stories, you know, of her abuelita. And, you know, she'd say, you know, when you'd come over, like, my abuelita, like, she would have hierbas, herbs, like, hanging in the kitchen and things like that. But anybody who saw it thought, you know, this is just an old lady who likes to cook. But those were all herbs that were used for a lot of different purposes.
Was that Italian witch Mama Need or Nona or something?
That what?
The Italian witch. It was like the cartoon.
Oh,
Nona.
Streganona.
Streganona.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Grandma, she would be that.
It
like,
was that.
Like,
yeah, it was Streganona because, I mean, but that's the culture, right? At least for us, it's like brujas, witches, you did not know who they were. And that was the thing about it.
They were the midwives.
Yeah, but they were everything. And they just looked like regular people. And I say that because I feel like there's like this weird cosplay thing happening with witchcraft. And like I'll see bitches walking around. No, like I'll see bitches walking around with capes and shit in public. And like with a wand and like a pointy hat. And it just kind of gets to the point where... Yeah, I mean, it just kind of gets to the point where it's like it feels like you're wearing a costume. Rather than you're actually really serious about your practice, it seems more like you are more concerned with conveying and projecting the image of you being a witch rather than you actually being that bitch. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
But a cape, like, the image versus the
I
identity.
Mean, a cape is, you know, work. But, like, it's just like, but, like, I mean, we're talking Party City, babe. Like, it's just not, it's not good. It's not quality. So, like,
this from Kane. If you're gonna wear a cape,
if you're
make
gonna
it
just
good.
Make it good,
make it Gucci.
Make it good, baby. I want to see silk, I want to see all of the that high end, I want to see
support
all of that.
Your local business.
Make it mean something,
I make it mean something. If you go big or go home, you know what I'm saying? It's just like if you're gonna do that, if you're gonna try to pass yourself off as Sorcerer Supreme, then you need to look like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when you're so caught up in projecting image rather than actual practice, and I've talked to witches like that, I mean, that have high count followers on Instagram,
high
all these other kinds of things.
Yeah,
high body counts on Instagram and, you know, and all these other kinds of things. And then when I sit and I talk to them, there's no practice. Like, you know, I remember asking one once, I won't give names, but, you know, I was like, hey, what's your practice? What is your, you know, what do you do? They start talking to me about astrology. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's really
that's
cute. That's
though.
Nice, but that's not witchcraft, though. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't, what is your practice? What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
And there's never, I just kind of get the runaround or like vague answers. And it's just like, okay, so you're just in it because of image, essentially. So, I mean, don't get so caught up in trying to sell an image that you're not actually living up to what that is. And I think that goes back again to the politics of witchcraft and all these other kinds of things. If you, in my opinion, are taking the mantle of being a witch, then you are ultimately agreeing to the hundreds of years of oppression, the years of persecution, the years of hatred that come attached to something like the word witch. That's what I want to say.
Well, we should probably wrap up of Seeking Witchcraft featuring Kane and Friends.
We love Kane, by the way.
We love
like
Kane.
We love everything that he has to say. So
Kane
make
almost
it known.
Threw a phone at my head.
That's
you,
Daddy.
I just want to make that known. This is fair.
Do you guys have any final thoughts to close out the episode?
do what feels right to you.
Yeah.
But intention is not always everything.
No.
Yeah, no, it's not. True. And that's a whole other episode.
Make sure you double check.
That's a whole other episode.
Make sure
absolutely.
That your intention
do your homework. Listen, as they say, the road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Yeah, make sure that your intention is in the right place. Like, do some divination first. Make sure that you're doing the right thing.
And I feel like a good thing to take away from this, too, is if you're feeling that uncertainty that we talked about earlier, and especially if it's rooted in fear, that probably the best thing to do is call upon the aid of other witches.
That's right.
I love that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say, destroy your enemies.
All right. Do you guys want to give your name, or did you have any?
I mean, I
gotta be you.
I was gonna say, do you want to give your name and how to find you on social media? Kane, do you want to go first?
How about before you destroy the apartment?
Yeah. Holla at your boy at Guard Boppy on Instagram. That's GARD Boppy. You know, you're everybody's favorite brujito.
Geico commercial.
Not no.
And like I said on my yoga episode, I am Super Saiyan Cher on Instagram.
How do you spell it? You want her super to spell that?
SAIYANCHER. If you want to find me, you're welcome. I mostly post memes and lifting shit and witchy shit, but hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Goodbye.
Keen, you don't have anything, right?
Well, I do have it. I just don't follow it. Oh, so, okay. Just, it doesn't really, you
just,
know.
Just send your messages to me. I'll forward them to Keen.
Keen, yeah, that
just
works.
He's just a chill guy.
He's just a chill guy.
Yeah.
I really don't follow social media.
He's just a man.
He's just a boy. Powerful boy.
November.
You can find me on Instagram at Lemon Crush Monday.
And you can find me at Seeking Witchcraft on Instagram.
Who is she?
I don't know.
I don't have any social media because I live under a rock because I like nature that much. But I will say, instead, as a piece of advice, don't get caught up in just following somebody else's written words. Make them your own.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say.
Absolutely.
Slay.
Fern. I did have a final statement. This is Fern. Holy shit, if you're gonna tell people you're a fucking witch, do it with your whole fucking pussy,
it.
Bitch.
Be about it. Yeah. That's right, bitch. That's
do
right.
Just do it with your pussy.
Put your whole pussy into it.
Your whole broomstick and everything, bitch.
Alright. You can look next to you. Look next to you.
Hello?
The lovebirds.
Alright. People are making out next to me.
They're putting their whole pussies into it, okay?
They're putting their whole pussies into each other. Anyways, whole bussies, sorry. Anyways, you can...
Your social media.
My social media. You can find me on Instagram. What's my username?
What is it? What is it?
It's Fern, F-E-R-N, like the plant.
Romero.
R-O-M-E-R-O. And a D at the end.
Why did you say Romero?
Fern Romero D. Boom. That's the one. This is way too long.
She got the D.
I got the D. All
right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to Witches and Wine. Kane, do you have anything else you want to say while you're in your makeup session?
Hey, yo.
All right.
Okay.
I wish you could see what is happening to the left of me.
Kane had a little bit too
Kane
much.
Kane is literally straddling his face.
Not my high priest.
My high priest is touching his ass right now.
Wait. Let's all take a moment to understand that Azazel is in the chair with the button, which is probably really uncomfortable on his balls right now.
Maybe it's really comfortable for him now.
And Kane immediately got up when I said
not the balls.
Oh my god.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. And I hope you guys enjoyed the Witches and Wine Uncensored. If you were very confused during this episode, go listen to the ones I started when I started the podcast. Okay, bye.
Bye.
I was also confused by this episode.
I hope you leave that.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.